Thank you. Oh, yeah. Listening to All Things Cage at Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and we've been listening to an excerpt from the very first performance of John Cage's Music Circus, which took place on November 17, 1967, in the Livestock Pavilion at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. For this first realization, Cage brought together a variety of friends, musicians and composers to be sure, but also filmmakers, dancers, and poets, into one large open space, casting their disparate performances into a non-hierarchical, chance-inflected program that lasted 5 hours, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. As in any music circus, multiplicity and simultaneity were key. This was to be a happy, chaotic event with lavish light and visual projections, the audience moving freely about. Cage didn't restrict what might be played, and no performers or performances were privileged over any others. As he put it, in a music circus, you have the right to bring together all kinds of music, since we're no longer worried about what there is to be heard. It's no longer a question of aesthetics. Art should introduce us to life. Cage was a benign anarchist, particularly concerned that the production and experience of music be open and democratic. Despite the pervasive multiplicity and simultaneity of sounds, each individual performer in a music circus maintains striking autonomy, and at any given moment can be the legitimate focus of honor and attention. We've seen realizations of Cage's music circus all over the world: San Francisco, Chicago, Melbourne, New York City, Glasgow, Porto Alegre, Los Angeles, Turin, Cologne, Seattle, London, Paris, innumerable other cities. And while the decisive ideas behind the form such events take hold fast from one realization to another, Each has been, in what is now a 60-year history, extremely varied in its content, ranging from exclusively works by John Cage, works drawn from delineated periods of historical time, thematically related works, works by other composers, and so on. In 2017, the John Cage Trust staged a unique version that involved in equal measure both musicians and dancers at Bard College's Spiegel Tent, adding Annandale on Hudson, New York, to the ever-growing list of host cities. Earlier that same year, the John Cage Trust assisted Culture Liverpool with its production at the Aintree Racecourse, home of the annual Grand National Steeplechase, of Mr. Kite's Music Circus, which brought into a largely outdoor grand collage only songs by the Beatles in an event that celebrated both the 50th anniversary of Cage's original Music Circus and the 50-year anniversary of the Beatles' still-beloved album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The concept of the circus was important to Cage, and it was at the heart of his creation of his only composition for museum, Roly Holy Over, A Circus, a commission from the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, created in collaboration with curator Julie Lazar, and presented at MoCA from September 12 through November 28, 1993. Following its presentation in Los Angeles, Roly Holy Over, A Circus toured to four other venues through 1995, the Menil Collection in Houston, the Guggenheim Museum Soho in New York City, Art Tower Mito in Japan, and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. All aspects of the composition incorporated methodologies of indeterminacy to create a work without one focus or center, thus remaining faithful to Cage's ideas and composing strategies since his first Music Circus in 1967. The word Roly Holy Over is from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, suggesting revolution and dynamic movement, which perfectly describes the compositional motif of the circus of the title, since many events happen simultaneously. Fittingly, this circus had several parts or movements, each utilizing the disciplinary process of chance operations that Cage employed in the composition of his work through his use of a computerized I Ching Chinese Book of Changes program. Curator Julie Lazar has written and spoken much about Roly Holy Over, A Circus, describing the defining characteristics of each of its movements. As she explains, for example, the Museum Circle movement occupied one gallery with a display of artworks from the permanent collections of cooperating local museums, including fine art, natural history, science, and other more specialized institutions. A chance operations procedure was performed to select one work offered by each lender. Placed in conjunction with one another by chance, these diverse works encouraged visitors to ponder new relationships and ideas, and thus illustrated Cage's interest in the interpenetration of information. The Museum Circle Gallery was also furnished with chairs, chess tables, rocks, and plants, and was illuminated by the changing light of day, as well as by cabinets filled with reference books by and about Cage, his interests, and about the work of his contemporaries. On view in another gallery, a selection of Cage's own graphic works created at Crown Point Press in California and at the Miles C. Horton Senior Research Center in Mountain Lake, Virginia, including prints and watercolors and a selection of his musical scores, followed by a chance-derived installation plan recommended by Cage. In the main gallery, a chance-determined score determined the periods of display and points of placement of approximately 150 works by more than 50 artists important to Cage, including Dove Bradshaw, Joseph Cornell, Merce Cunningham, Marcel Duchamp, Morris Graves, Jasper Johns, Louise Nevelson, Robert Rauschenberg, Robert Ryman, Fanny Scherning, Mark Toby, and Cy Twombly. The artworks were located on both movable and fixed walls, and the gallery was reconfigured throughout each day, with some pieces added or taken away, and others changing location according to Rover, a detailed computer-generated score realized by composer Andrew Culver in consultation with Cage. An interactive computer installation entitled It Is About to Sound by composer David Rosenboom allowed visitors to listen to music by Cage, as well as by composers and musicians Cage admired, including Charles Amerikanian, Joan LaBarbara, Janos Negesi, Eric Satie, and Arnold Schoenberg, among many others. Visitors sampled the contents of its digital archives and sampled three different types of chance operations to select which artists, which excerpts, how long, and in which order to play the fragments. None of the music was altered in any other way. A second interactive computer, Intergrams by Jim Rosenberg, was itself a visual poetry composition tool that enabled visitors to manipulate text blocks to create unexpected poetic phrases. Like the sound installation, it moved throughout the gallery in accordance with the score. A number of live and pre-recorded programs of performances, film and video screenings, and readings included performances by Hirokazu Kosaka, Joan LaBarbara, Janos Negesi, The New Century Players, The Repercussion Unit, Carl Stone, and Paul Zukovsky, and screenings by such media artists as Stan Brakhage and Nam June Paik. A selection of compositions for radio created by Cage and commissioned by Klaus Schoening for the Westdeutsche Rundfunk, or WDR, were presented, including Roratorio and James Joyce, Marcel, Duchamp, Eric Satie, and Alphabet. Per Cage's instructions, something of interest was always taking place in the auditorium. MoCA instituted a special admission policy for Roly Holy Over a Circus. Because of the unique, constantly changing character of this composition, return visits were encouraged through multiple-use admission tickets. The tickets offered holders reduced admission prices on trips to the museum following their initial visit and were fully transferable. In keeping with the chance-generated, non-hierarchical character of this composition, the schedule of performances, pre-recorded programs, and education events related to the circus were announced on a daily basis. A special toll-free phone line provided complete recorded information on the composition and related events and was updated daily throughout the run. Lastly, the publication that accompanied Roly Holy Over a Circus was designed as a box by Catherine Lorenz in consultation with Cage and included separately bound reprints of a selection of Cage's writings, republished articles of interest to Cage, and newly commissioned essays, along with a number of illustrations. In the newly commissioned essays, Julie Lazar described the conception and execution of Cage's Roly Holy Over a Circus. The late Anne Darnancourt, then director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, examined Cage's involvement with the visual arts in terms of his own creative output. I myself wrote an essay which looked at Cage's evolving thoughts about society. Joan Retallick, a poet and author of a marvelous book of interviews with Cage entitled Music Cage, Cage Muses on Words, Art, Music, examined his use of language. And Mark Swed, music critic and Cage biographer, discussed Cage's later musical works, the so-called number pieces. Julie Lazar and I will speak next week on All Things Cage about Cage's influence on our lives, both past and present, that present now being some 28 years after Roly Holy Over a Circus was created. To complete tonight's program, let's listen to Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam, a program created by the esteemed audio and radio art producer for the WDR, Klaus Schoening, who frequently collaborated with and commissioned John Cage during his lifetime. When Cage passed away in 1992, prior to witnessing the full realization of his large-scale composition for museum, MoCA invited Schoening to create a tribute to Cage for the Territory of Art radio series, which he produced in 1994. Schoening's Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam, utilizes excerpts or outtakes from their work together and was completed at the Tone & Tone Studios in Dusseldorf, Germany. Sound engineers were Wolfgang Wessels and Thomas Mueller, with assistance from Nadja Schoening. Executive producer for MoCA's Territory of Art radio series was none other than Julie Lazar. And it should be mentioned that the Territory of Art radio series that she produced for MoCA resulted in the production and international distribution of 50 half-hour original artworks. The mastering engineer here was Chris Solem. I might add that the experience of John Cage's Roly Holy Over, A Circus, was not only innovative and enlightening, but a great deal of fun. The artworks were changed on a daily basis and often in full view of museum attendees. So MoCA's galleries that housed the various movements of Cage's show were always far livelier than I'd ever experienced them. There was so much to do and so much to see, I found myself returning again and again as if the show was ever new. And now on to Schoening's Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam.
Les mots, idée elle-même de précision et d'impression.
Who comes rather directly from one of Suzuki's lectures, which I thought I understood. Which he went to the board. Haven't I told you this, though, before?
No.
He drew an oval on the board. And
long.
He's put two parallel lines on the left-hand side. And referring to the whole drawing, the two lines in the oval, he said, "This is the structure of the mind." And the top of the oval is the world of relativity, and the bottom is the absolute, or what Eckhart called the ground. And he said the ego has the capacity of closing itself off from its experience, whether it comes to it from through the sense perceptions or whether it comes to it from the absolute through the dreams, it can close itself off, or it can flow with its experience. It can do one or the other. So it can become closed or open. And if it does this by means of its likes and dislikes, so that if the ego develops its likes, then it will close itself off from what it dislikes. Now, since this design was an oval, and therefore, like Finnegan's Wake, endless, then I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity. Mm-hmm. And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change, was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do. There were other things that encouraged me,
these lectures,
which I thought the thing that made me so struck by this drawing about the mind
to the board.
Haven't I told you this before?
No.
You drew an oval on the board. Was the remark of an Indian musician who gave me the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. And that was when I was reading the Huxley
and referring to the whole drawing.
When I came to the idea that they were all the same idea.
This is the structure of the mind.
She had told me that her teacher
and
had taught her
the oval is the word of
that the purpose of music was to quiet
and
the
bottom
mind
is the
and
is
to
the
make
absolute
thereby susceptible to ground divine influences.
And he said the
and a
ego
quiet mind has the
one
capacity
of closing
and dislikes. And this was reiterated
experience
by
Suzuki
drawing
whether it
and
comes
closed
to
and open and so forth. So I took that as being
whether
true.
It comes to it
and I'd actually through the dream ever since. And my action took the form
or
practical
form
flow
with its experience.
You can do
making music,
so it can be
not closed
by choices
or open,
but by asking questions,
and
should be answered by means of chance combinations.
It does
this
then,
by means of its likes
then,
and dislikes.
I would have no control
so that
over
if the
my
ego
work.
Develops its likes.
My work rather would have
then
control
it
over me.
What it dislikes. Now, since this design was an oval. And therefore, like Finnegan's Wake, endless. Then I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change. Was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Give us a word instead of remaining silent. Subject reality. What would you say? This table's real.
Remark of the Indian musician.
long.
Can you tell us what parallel lines? Just to roly holy over and referring yes, to the whole drum, in every way. And yesterday when that man spoke, he said what he said was good.
She had told me that her didn't team change. The top of the oval.
Were you butterfly? Or were you becoming a man?
The bottom is the
in Zen, you said the most important thing is life.
The ground,
and just today, and when this other man spoke, he also said what he said was good. Again, you didn't object.
Its experiences.
Nor did he.
God, whether it comes to it from the surface of my perception, whether it comes to it
but how can you?
Through the dreams.
In Zen, you said the most important thing is
death. It can flow.
It is just that in Zen, there is not much difference between the two.
Or open. But by asking Sutra, questions, and will be answered by means of chanting. It does so this by means of its likes and dislikes. I would have no control so that Dushan the ego develops its Kansas. Likes. My work rather
it's
would
like
then it impose itself on what it dislikes.
I feel as I did before
now,
becoming
since this
ghost,
design was
I have
whole,
no regrets.
And therefore like
I welcome
the then
next
I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity. Mm-hmm. And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change. Hmm? Was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Can you tell us
this goes for Dubliners and Ulysses too.
Just to roly holy.
I don't understand any
yes.
of them. Nor do I understand the night sky with stars and moon.
She had told me that her teeth and
the fact we traveled to the moon has given me no explanation of it.
In Zen, you said,
I would be delighted to retrace Basho's steps in Japan, where as an old man, he made a special tour on foot to enjoy his particular views.
Whether it comes to it, and I know it's been through the dreams,
in Zen, you said,
and can just a physical pity, or a cloud,
it is just that in Zen,
can make one.
That spells the nation
of
joy,
choice, or open.
Just as the jay of
joy, just a
fist of
chance. It does this by means of its life
of pity.
I would have no
the
control.
The wine of joy, the clouds of sea.
My work rather would have the control closing itself on what it dislikes.
I feel as I did.
Now, since this design was
I have no regrets.
And therefore, like
I
second
hand
then
also the first
I thought, instead of sitting cross
silence
which
is not the absence of silence, but
I
is the fact of having changed one's mind,
which is going out
to be interested in
not
the sounds
toward the
that
absolute,
there are,
but the world
to hear them. Silence
and if
can
I,
often
if
be
I
very
do
loud.
This faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change. Was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Another thing that they say,
and there are other things that you say, is
another thing that may be said, is that the last time a word is written in such a way, a new word is written in such a way that it can go not just in one direction, but it can go in many directions. It's a pun, which is a multiple. The one that I love so much,
when I came to the idea of
it, is very simple. The word in English for laughter.
She had told me that her teacher taught
that we have by putting an A,
the purpose of the word becomes laughter and tears.
In Zen, I would be delighted to retrace to the Basho's and Zen's
and quiet minds.
He brings them back together as they belong. And that's what makes this book seem to be a whole world.
So I took that as
a good part of it.
And I actually, through the dreams, this
bringing together with the opposite.
And my actions,
I forget where it was that I read. A cloud is just the Zen. Just as the Zen can be controlled by choice or hope.
But by asking questions,
just
which is answered by means of chance openness, it does this by means of
its life.
Then I would have no control over the
greater
desires. My work rather would have control over me.
Also in Indian thinking,
now, since
which was close to Joyce, rather he was close to
you,
the idea of tragedy doesn't also the first
exist. Of sitting
silence, which is
in order to have
tragedy, the separation of God, fact of man who changed one's mind,
which is going
the world can only be viewed as kind of
the absolute
when you see
the
world gods and men as being
silence.
And
if I,
and so you have in Zen Buddhism,
if I do it as though I received
Nirvana is samsara,
then I can go
that is to say the goal
full circle, and my dreams will
is where we are already.
Was my idea.
For me, each instant in Finnegan's Wake is more interesting than trying to find out what the whole book is about. To just go into any one word, like that word, laugh, tears, and then move out from it as though you had become a pebble tossed into this ocean. I myself enjoy things as long as they remain mysterious to me. When I'm able to understand them to my satisfaction, that is to say, thoroughly, then I'm through with them. I would like to leave things alive and mysterious, if I can.
Irish
lovely
people, return trip to Ireland. I think I'd go immediately to Connemara,
long
in Western Ireland. It's so beautiful, it's so spacious. Now that I'm
the one that I
so
love
old,
so much,
I don't often
nor do I understand the
see
nice
a place
with stars
where I would like to stay, because I know perfectly well that I have a home and I'm looking forward to going back to it, which now is in New York City. But Connemara gave me that feeling that I would like to stay there, because we're just in order to wake up each morning and look out at
the
stark, spacious landscape. Its starkness resembles that of Nevada or New Mexico, but unlike Nevada and New Mexico, a cloud in Connemara, as lake after lake after joyce, just as the jay of joyce. One place that was absolutely remarkable was a place called the Vee. We didn't know what that meant, but I still don't. But there's a kind of a mountain range in the south that is between Cashel to the north and Cork to the south. And
as a past that goes to the idea of tragedy does come to be. And we happened to be there. And the place was covered in rhododendrons, fresh and blown.
When you see your gods and men,
never forget. In fact,
a great many Zen Buddhism the state of
nirvana is samsara,
covered with it.
And as you drove up into the pass,
and my dreams,
you were able
is where
almost
we are
constantly
right
to see the entire
for me,
country
each instant
laid out
in
below
Finnegan's Wake
as
is more interesting
gone to heaven, and the earth was
than
there for you to see.
Trying to find out what the whole book is about. To just go into any one word, like that word, laugh tears, and then move out from it as though you had become a pebble tossed into this ocean. I myself enjoy things as long as they remain mysterious to me. When I'm able to understand them to my satisfaction, that is to say, thoroughly, then I'm through with them. I would like to leave things alive and mysterious, if I can.
This is not a real time. This is simply a mosaic of ideas that have different lengths and which are related to each other and determinations of the number of words to be used for each idea is given by chance. I think they deal with the problem that still strikes me as being worth thinking about. That is, how are we to determine our behavior in the society itself? Here comes everyone. I believe the number of people in 1949 has doubled, and twice as many. In 49, it was as many people living all the time on the island as had ever lived in history. And that has been broken and is now in the process of doubling again. We're coming toward four times as many people as ever lived on the planet. And for 1900, and we don't know how to change. And I've not had these texts, not fully at all, but sketchily suggest that then I can go finish a way to count. And my dream is to be almost constant. Values are
for me
each
laid out below Finnegan's Way
as is more interesting
to heaven.
And the earth in each one of our lives, our attitudes, I think, if we're conscientious,
the change. Go into any one word, like that word, laughter.
I know my attitude toward music has,
as though you had become a pebble,
has included many changes.
Ocean.
And is now
I
coming. I have the feeling that I've.
As long as they remain mysterious
that I'm writing,
when I'm able to understand them,
is
to my satisfaction, that is to say,
oh, more,
then I can, I'd like to leave things alive.
I enjoy listening to it more than I do to my any other work. So that there's been, from my point of view, well, I
feel that I'm closer to music than I ever was. I do have the ideas, and I just have many, many things to work on. I'm very fortunate in my life. Not only do I have so much music to write, but it's the choice of my own words.
Nor do I understand the night sky.
Now also in the much graphic world, and I'm busy, as you know, finding food to cook my probiotics.
Yeah, like yesterday.
That was one of the things that was going to go into the diary, the praise of macrobiotics. And now, as far as medicine goes, I'm devoted to the Chinese herbs.
Do you like perhaps to continue and to finish?
Well, if I did continue
the diary,
it would the next part, the ninth part, would certainly be about acupuncture and Chinese herbs. It's curious that there's no mention of this thing. But death becomes a very large part of one's life. Not because of your own death, but because of that of the people. For so long as you want. I don't think I've mentioned it, though I include in the diary so far. We include a few sausages, not many, whereas those have become a very important part of my writing.
There's one of our lives.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The trouble is, my go into any one word life like that word involves two. I know my end. As it were, no free time. I have the feeling that I've,
as long as they remain mysterious that I'm writing, when I'm able to understand them,
is
to my satisfaction, that is to say, I'd like to leave things alive.
I enjoy listening to it more than I do to my any other work. So that there's been, from my point of view, I feel that I'm closer to music than I ever was.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.